Hi, this is Daniel Garber, and I'm here this Friday morning reviewing movies for CulturalMining.com and Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM. Today I'm going to talk about some movies about people in their teens and early 20s that played at the Toronto Film Festival, plus one odd duck that sort of fits the same category. Like most movies about people this age, their crushes, passion, and often big, tumultuous revelations or shocks that what they believed to be true wasn't. Each of these movies, though, has a twist that makes it just a little bit different from the usual teen or college movie. One has a gay element, one involves indigenous people as the main characters, one takes place in an alternate reality from the one we live in, and one is based mainly on the difficulties of using Facebook. And no, unfortunately, I'm not reviewing that social networking movie that's opening today. I'm reviewing the other Facebook movie. First, Heartbeats, directed by Xavier Dolan. So Québécois Xavier Dolan, who directed, wrote, and starred in his great debut film, J'ai tué ma mère, I Killed My Mother, about a gay teenager and the problems he has with his mother, is back with his second triple threat movie called Heartbeats, or Les Amours Imaginaires. In this one, best friends Francis, Xavier Dolan, and Marie, Monia Chakri, both become infatuated with a good-looking, intelligent, rich, and personable newcomer to Montreal, Nicolas, played by Niels Schneider. Neither of them wants to admit they like him, but each of them secretly schemes how to win him for his or herself. Nicolas, in the meantime, flirts with both of them. He loves being the center of attention and adulation. The tension and competition between the two friends grows until it explodes during a trip the three of them take to a house in rural Quebec. It's not a bad movie. It's a lighthearted farce, well-acted and interesting. It just felt like a bit of a letdown after his much more dramatic, entertaining, and moving first film. If only he could have kept it as just the three-character story. But he added very long scenes of people shopping, long pillow conversations in dim light with their various sex partners, and periodic scenes of talking heads of unidentified Montrealers giving their views on sex, relationships, and breakups. To me, it seemed like a good 45-minute movie with lots of filler, enjoyable filler, to stretch it out into a feature film. Okay, that's not fair. He may be 21, but he puts in as many cultural, literary, and filmic allusions as a well-established filmmaker. He's not playing around, I assume. But still, the movie could have used more of the story, which was great, and less of that extra stuff, which was just not as interesting. Broke up the flow. It didn't add to it. The characters were all fun to watch, and the acting was great by all three, plus a hilarious cameo by Anne Dorval. She's amazing. She was the mother in J'ai tué ma mère. Enjoy Heartbeats as a light, pleasant comedy, and leave it at that. Brand New Day, directed by Rachel Perkins. Another pleasant diversion is this Australian musical. Yes, a musical that played last year's Toronto Film Festival. 50 years ago, Willie, an Aboriginal kid who lives in a shack with his deeply religious mom in Broome, a small town in Western Australia, likes a cute girl with a great voice who sings in the local bar. But she's hanging with a greaser. He gets sent to a residential school where kids wear uniforms and learn religion. He rebels, much to the dismay of a priest, Father Benedictus, played by Jeffrey Rush. Willie makes his way back to Broome, chased by the priest, and falls in with a hobo, who says he's his Uncle Tadpole. But he's a trickster who does things like throwing himself in front of cars to get money or maybe a free ride. They encounter a tough floozy in a roadhouse, a German guy and his Aussie hippie girlfriend looking for his dad for some reason, in a VW bus in the outback. So they all set out to reach Broome. The movie traces all the characters' adventures, punctuated by songs and dances, as Willie makes his way back home to see the girl he longs for. It's not bad for a low-budget movie. It's very distinctly Australian, cute, funny, with a cast that's largely made up of Indigenous people and Pacific Islanders. Some of the songs are better than others. Interestingly, I hear the young woman with a great voice apparently won Australian Idol a couple years ago, if that means anything to you. It takes place in the past, but the whole movie also has a bit of a dated feel to it. Could be because it toured the country as a play for 20 years before it was finally made into a movie. But if you like musical comedies or want to learn about a very different yet oddly similar culture, or if you just want a good old-fashioned type story with all the hidden identities and plot turns, and you approach this movie without grand expectations, you just might enjoy Brand New Day. Next, Never Let Me Go, directed by Mark Romanek. Okay, it's 1983, somewhere in England. So you expect to see skinheads marauding on the streets, people in bright colors and awful haircuts listening to the latest Duran Duran album. Pop culture everywhere, but no. This is a different England than the one you're used to. Three kids at an exclusive English boarding school called Hailsham grow up as close friends. Tommy, Andrew Garfield, gets bullied because he's easy to tease. He's got an anger problem. Kathy, Carey Mulligan, is kind of mature but a bit plain, while tall, beautiful, black-haired Ruth, Keira Knightley, is a bit selfish. They and all the other kids live in an isolated, sheltered existence, never really seeing the world outside the experimental school. No fighting, no bad manners. They're raised from a young age to be carers and donors. Wonder what that means, carers and donors. The movie shows them realize what their purpose is in life, in their duty toward the country that takes care of them. They are there to provide medical help. Their whole existence, once they graduate, is to care for the ill and elderly who often live to be well over 100. But Hailsham grads are a special case, and it's said that some can break loose from their inevitable fate. The three friends, Kathy, Ruth, and Tommy, decide to try. This movie is not a light diversion at all. It's a depressing, demoralizing downer of a movie. It's totally interesting. An adaptation of the British writer Kazuo Ishiguro, the author of Remains of the Day, his disturbing science fiction novel. It's a tender, moving film showing the trade-offs that society goes through for the greater good, a sort of an alternate reality set in the past. Great acting, kind of creepy story, and not what I would call a feel-good movie. Finally, Catfish, a documentary. Neve, a photographer in New York City, discovers that a little girl, Abby, in small-town Michigan, is making paintings of his photos and sending them to him. He communicates with her, her mother, and her beautiful older sister, Megan. Neve and Megan's long-distance relationship via Facebook, telephone, and texting takes on a sexual dimension. Although they've never met face-to-face, they feel like they're together. But when she emails him some obviously pirated music tapes and claims she was the singer, Neve begins to suspect something is not right. So he and his buddies, the so-called documentary makers, drive out to Michigan to confront her. I felt really misled by the advertising for this movie. They claimed it was a Hitchcockian thriller. Well, it ain't. It's a not very good, low-budget pseudo-documentary about social networking. I'd rank it slightly above Bridezilla, the notorious YouTube forgery about a bride whose hair goes bad on her wedding day. That might work on YouTube, but feels like a ripoff on the big screen. Instead of Catfish, this movie should be called Red Herring or maybe Shaggy Dog. And finally, starting this weekend and running for 1 week, is the Toronto Palestine Film Festival. It's playing a wide variety of films like The Time That Remains, a semi-autobiographical story by the well-known director Elias Suleiman about the fate of Palestinians who remained in Israel from 1948 to the present. Two films on the noted poet Mahmoud Darwish. And I, Sheen, Still Alive in Gaza, a documentary shot just 2 weeks after the Israeli invasion of Gaza in 2009. There's also a panel discussion with Palestinian filmmakers as well as a traditional Palestinian breakfast, catered by a Toronto chef. Lots going on from October 2nd to the 8th at the Toronto Palestine Film Festival. Check out details, ticket prices, and times at tpff.ca. Just review today, I talked about Heartbeats, Never Let Me Go, Brand New Day, and Catfish. All playing now. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies each Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.